understand these words from the lesson part of Peter's speech. It is necessary, therefore, that of the men who went together with us at every time the Lord Jesus went in and went out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day he was received up from us, one of these become a witness of his resurrection together with us. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. America values the freedom of religion. The freedom of religion has proved to be a blessing for the church in many ways, but it does have its downsides. One downside is this: it encourages people to think of Christianity as a religion among other religions. And as a result, a lot of people treat Christianity as a religion with interesting religious ideas. Tell me your religious ideas, and I'll tell you my religious ideas, and then we can affirm each other as being religious. I'm reminded of a cartoon by Mallard Fillmore. It pictures a woman on a stage announcing to an audience, "And we're pleased to announce that this year's holiday program will incorporate the traditional belief systems of Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, and environmentalism." No, Christianity is not another religion with interesting ideas. Christianity makes historical claims. We claim that there was a figure named Jesus of Nazareth who conducted his public ministry in Palestine 2,000 years ago. That this Jesus of Nazareth was crucified on a Roman cross in 30 AD outside the city walls of Jerusalem. That this Jesus of Nazareth really died and was buried. And that on the third day, this Jesus of Nazareth bodily rose from the dead. The tomb had been heavily guarded. It was discovered empty. His followers did not steal the body. They could not. Knowing anything about the ancient past depends upon the testimony of others. We have no direct access to the past. We have no photographs. We cannot interview the witnesses. We must rely on the accounts of the eyewitnesses. The New Testament documents preserve the testimony of the eyewitnesses. The ancient peoples were no more gullible than people are today. They knew that a dead corpse does not rise. The thought of Jesus rising from the dead was considered incredible even by his disciples. What finally convinced them was the visible, tangible Jesus standing in front of them, talking with them, distributing food and eating, as he said in Luke 24, "See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." Neither wishful thinking nor an active imagination created the resurrection story. The empty tomb, the angelic announcements, and the post-resurrection appearances of this same Jesus of Nazareth created their faith. And the church is built on their eyewitness reports. As the Apostle Paul proclaims in Acts chapter 13, "God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people." One of those eyewitnesses was Matthias, making the number of authoritative eyewitnesses to be 12. Just as ancient Israel was built on the 12 sons of Jacob, so the new Israel is built on the 12 eyewitnesses with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone, those original 12 disciples, now with Matthias. Jesus of Nazareth was bodily raised from the dead, and this is of great benefit to you and to all people who are mortal. His resurrection is the first fruits, the promise and the guarantee that you and all people who belong to him by faith will bodily rise from the dead unto everlasting life with him. It is the promise and guarantee that you, together with all people who are connected to him by faith, will inherit the kingdom bodily, together with all of God's Israel. Trust him. Thank the Lord for the eyewitness accounts. And spread the word. That is our task and assignment until he returns again in glory. Today, we send certain students to spread the news in various parts of the world. Today, we also thank the risen Lord for working mightily through these past years, through the faithful ministry of the Reverend Dr. Bruce Hartung and the Reverend Dr. Robert Weiss. May the number of faithful proclaimers increase, for we do not proclaim cleverly devised myths and fables. We proclaim the truth of the eyewitness accounts of the Lord's bodily resurrection for the blessing and benefit of all people. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.